Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. Thank you for joining us. We are on the program designated as Global Time with Jesus Christ. We are gathered from the east, the west, the north, and the south, and we're together on this broadcast, and there are people that are in our region and people that are international as well. We thank you for joining us. It's December the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2013. And God is just awesome. He's given us another day in which to praise and glorify Him. That's the reason why we woke up this morning, so that we can praise and glorify His name. Today we want to touch on something that the Lord has really laid on my heart, and I want to share it with you briefly even as we go into prayer. I'd just like to remind you that your prayer requests are welcomed and your praise reports are also welcomed. So I will have your lines open shortly so that we can actually hear each other. All of us can hear each other. And you can feel free to just chime in, if you will, and share with us what God has placed in your heart for praise and or for prayer. But before we get to that, I would like to share with you what I believe is a powerful truth or set of truths that, you know, it's one of those things you wish you had learned them much earlier in life. However, when truth comes, it's never too late. One of the most powerful truths that you and I can learn is that our seasons matter. And that is true because God has designed and orchestrated that seasons would be present in our lives. And this concept begins with the fact that God appointed signs in the heavens to signal to us the various seasons as they cycled. Now, these seasons are indicators of His care for us while marking the days and the years and, of course, the seasons. Now, in the spiritual realm, and here's where it's really important for us to catch this, in the spiritual realm, there are also seasons, and these mark the days and years in our lives. So today, one of the things that we want to pray for and pray about is that we would become aware of our spiritual seasons, each one of us, because they exist. Now, let me share the scripture with you on which this is based. In the book of Genesis, in the first chapter, verse 14, it reads, "And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be signs and tokens of God's care and to mark seasons, days, and years." Of course, I'm reading it in the Amplified version so that we can clearly get the point. These lights in the sky, these luminaries, were to be signs and tokens of God's provident care and to mark seasons, days, and years. Then, over in Jeremiah, the prophet who always has something to wake us up about, Jeremiah in chapter 8, verse 6 through 8, again, I'm reading in the Amplified, says, "Even the migratory birds are punctual to their seasons. Yes, the stork, excelling in the great height of her flight in the heavens, knows her appointed time of migration. And the turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane observe the time of their return. But my people do not know the law of the Lord, which the lower animals instinctively recognize insofar as it applies to them." That is powerful stuff, that we are to be recognizing the law of seasons and of years and days, and they should come to us, those things should come to us instinctively, because it does to the animals. That's what Jeremiah is saying, and that's from chapter 8. I would encourage you to go and read that chapter so that you can get all of the context and so that the Holy Spirit will speak to you, because this is powerful. I believe God has designed this truth to be told right now at this point in time, in this hour. Now, to wind that up so that we can move into prayer, is the idea of spring, summer, fall, and winter, which we're familiar with, particularly in our climate, because we have a climate that varies quite extensively. We do have spring, and we experience summer, and then consequently after that comes the fall, and then the winter, and we're in the winter, technically, right now. And so, that's God's design. Now, here's what happens. In the spring of our lives, and that's approximately between 10 and 30 years of age, that is the time when there is the planting stage. Seeds are what we're focused on. They're the main things. Seeds, so that we can plant. That's between the ages of 10 and 30. I'm just giving some broad categories here. We won't do the extensive teaching on this as it's shown further in the scriptures, but just to get you and I tuned up and to enhance our thirst, I'm just sharing these very basic categories. And then there's the summer, and that's the age between 30 and 50. Now, I imagine some of you are going like, okay, what season am I in, spring or summer? Well, summer is ages between 30 and 50, and that's when God is There's a stage called pruning, when there are things that are being cut and separated from us. We're being trimmed and shaped, and we are being prepared. Here God wants also to, the weeds are pulled. So weeds are the focus. Clear the weeds so that the growth can appear and be successful. And then there's the fall. And that's the ages between 50 and 70, approximately. And this is the processing stage, a stage where we've gained not only knowledge, but we are getting some understanding and have received some understanding, and we're able to exercise wisdom, and we're processing. And therefore, deeds become our focus. We want to do. We want to do things that are significant and are important. We want to really, really make a difference. We have this hunger for it. This is the fall stage between 50 and 70. And then finally, there is a final stage. It's the winter, and it's the ages between 70 and 80. Now, I don't know how many of you are there yet, but ages 70 to 80, and this is the preparing stage. Preparing for what? Well, preparing to complete the race that God has had us involved with. We want to make sure that we finish our course, finish the race. And so we're looking at, what do we need to make that happen? And so needs are the focus in this stage, between the ages of 70 and 80. It's the wintering stage. Now, we've just given an overview and a synopsis, a very brief synopsis of what it means that your season or seasons matter. They do matter. So I trust that you've gathered something from what we've just shared that will cause you to think about your seasons. Of course, you can't go back and change any of the past seasons, but you certainly can work on the one that's at hand, and that's God's plan and purpose. So I thought you'd be interested in getting and knowing that. So seasons will be with us in the natural as well as in the spiritual forever. Yes, it'll be there forever, even in eternity. Seasons will continue because that's God's plan, and that's his way of helping us learn of him. Okay. Hope no one is disturbed by what we just shared, but are encouraged by what we just shared. Okay, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, now is a good time to share that. And we want to go to the Lord in prayer. We have some things, we have some targets on our list, prayer targets, that is, things that we are going to pray for today. But I'd like to entertain and invite you to share what is on your heart. So I'm in the process of opening up all of the lines, and so that you can be heard, and we can hear you. So feel free to
good morning
to share. Good morning. I'm hearing a wonderful voice. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, good morning. I would like to ask a prayer for my neighbor. His name is Christo Restrepo, and
let's get the first name again. Help me with the first name. What is the first name?
Okay. Christo Restrepo. Christo.
Oh, Christo. Okay.
Yes, with Strepo. And he's diagnosed with stage 4 cancer of the stomach.
Ooh.
And he came home about a week ago from the emergency, from intensive care. So he's home resting. And
okay.
I was able to pray with him last night, him and his wife. And I'm just asking
okay.
for prayer for him and that God would strengthen her as she goes through this difficult period with him.
Okay. Well, thank you for the prayer request. We will bring that to the Lord immediately, right now. Father, we thank you that you are there. You're always there. We know where to find you. We know how to reach you. We thank you today that we have access, and the access is because of your willingness and ability and promise to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we thank you today. We offer ourselves at your entrance, the entrance to your courtroom, where we can intercede, represent, and appeal to you for your help. We thank you for forgiving us because you're faithful to your word and your promises. We thank you for cleansing us because present in your presence is the blood of Jesus Christ that is available to wash and to make us whole so that we can be covered by the righteousness of Christ. So we thank you for the access that we have, that we can come in and plead the cause of Christo and his wife. Father, we know that you do what seems to us the impossible. And Father, we want this set of circumstances to be the circumstances that would cause Christo and his wife to look to you, look heavenward. They would turn their eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face, knowing that his heart of compassion and love and mercy is directed towards them. Father, we speak right now to the disease of cancer that has been diagnosed. It's known. And Father, we know that that did not come from you. We know that that's from the adversary. However, we expect that this would be for the good. The enemy meant it for bad, but it's going to be for good. We thank you right now for the healing. We speak healing, and we command the adversary to take up his weapons and to flee. Every demonic being that's associated with this particular set of circumstances now must respond, must obey your command, Lord. You've given us the authority. So we welcome healing. Even as the adversary leaves in Jesus' name. The enemies leave in Jesus' name. And we watch for recovery. We watch for healing. A great testimony of your touch in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, thank you for that prayer request, Margaret. Thank you. And
thank you. I just want to make one correction. I'm sorry. I was driving, so I couldn't get out the paper with his name. His name is Carlos.
Carlo.
Yes, Carlos Restrepo.
Okay.
I just wanted to make that correction. I was driving, so I couldn't get to the paper that the wife wrote his name on. Carlos.
Okay, well, that's already corrected in heaven. God knew and knows.
Amen.
Yeah, he knows them by name. Our weaknesses and frailties shall not get in the way of God's move. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, there's a few people that I would ask you to join me in lifting up before the Lord. We met this family on yesterday, and this family consisted of Everett Campbell, Colleen Campbell, and Neve Wright, and one other fellow. We didn't get his name, but this family worshipped with us on yesterday for the very first time. They're from our community. And I see God's hand in their lives. And I thought that, you know, we should support what God is doing in their lives, because they are seeking God. It's lovely, lovely couple, a lovely family. And so I would love to lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. And while we're doing that, just want to suggest something to us. If, in fact, you find that you're needing to make any sounds, if you can put your phone on mute while you do that, that would help all of our listeners in this region and around the world, because these broadcasts are being recorded. Every broadcast is recorded and is on demand 24/7. Someone can go to our site and get and hear our broadcast any time of the day or night, any place in the world, as long as they have access to the internet. So in the light of that, I know that you would want to support their being able to really clearly hear what is transpiring on our broadcast, that you would want to cooperate with that. So just that's what I do on this end. Most of the time I'm able to catch a sound that's coming, you know, sneeze or cough or something, simply by muting my microphone. Well, on your end, you can mute your, you say, if you can catch it, that is. You can mute your telephone, your device, and it will help us. Thank you so much. Okay, let's pray for the Campbell/Wright family. Let's be a blessing to them. Let's believe God for them right now. Father, we thank you for the Campbell, the Wright family. We thank you for them. And thank you, Lord, that you have them together. There was the man of the house. There was the lady of the house. And then there was the children. And Father, we thank you. We've prayed and over our community. And you're showing that you do answer prayer. Here is a family right from our immediate community that you're raising up. And we thank you for them. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives. And Father, they're reaching out to you. They may not understand everything, but they know that they're to look in your direction, and they're doing that. Father, you have great reward for those that seek, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. You promised that they would be filled. So we thank you for this family right now. Father, meet them right at the point of their need. We are believing you today because you're God of action. And Father, you honor movement, and they have moved, taken a move in your direction. And Father, we ask you right now to continue to bless them, continue to guide them, continue to give them what they need. Meet them right there in the name of Jesus. meet them in the name of Jesus. Just like you met Zacchaeus, you came to his house. Well, Father, they came to your house on yesterday. Honor them.
Yes.
Bless them with light, understanding, and revelation of your great mercy towards them, that you love them. In the name of Jesus, bless the children of the house. Bless Neve and her son. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for them, Lord. And Father, may all of their needs be met in you according to your riches in glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for agreeing with us in that prayer. Wonderful family. Now, there's a couple more people that we know that God is at work in their lives, and we want to pray their strength. In the name of Jesus, we want to pray that they would be strengthened as they've taken up this walk of walking with God, going after Him, seeking Him. I'm talking about people that this has been clearly established, that this is their desire, to follow Him. And I'm speaking of a young lady by the name of Shakita Davis. Again, she is from our community, and she is seeking God. Young woman, very young. And then there's Tammy. Tammy is seeking God as well and is endeavoring to follow Him. She's taking steps that she has never taken before. She's trusting like she has never trusted before. So we know that God is at work in her life as well. Let us go to prayer for them. Let us bridge the gap, because I can clearly see where God is taking these. He's bringing them to Himself, and He's teaching them at His feet. Father, we thank you for Shakita. We thank you that you've given her employment. She is now blessed to have full employment. We thank you. You have renewed her heart towards you. And Father, she endeavors to serve you. Now we know that we need your help and your strength. And we ask that for Shakita right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch her, wherever she is. She may very well be at work right now. And you would touch her, quicken her, add life to her life in a greater measure. Pour it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Father, we thank you for what you're doing in Tammy's life, how you're giving her the courage to step forward, not to look back and to hang back, but to go forward with hope in you. Father, may she see all of the hope become brighter and brighter and brighter every single day as she steps forward in faith, as she continues to walk after you, that she will just grow in grace as she senses your presence. She comes to know your favor and your mercy and your goodness personally, that she would be enlarged in ways that she never imagined, so that she will continue to praise you and lift her hands heavenward.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, We thank you for supplying and meeting all of her needs. We thank you for the angels of goodness and mercy that follow her and favor that goes ahead of her. In Jesus' name. And Father, we are looking for a great testimony and report. Okay, we also want to thank God for the for Aaron Moore and Diane, his wife Diane. They were with us on yesterday. And for those of you who have been daily tracking our broadcast, you know that we've been praying for Aaron, and he is recovering, being healed from cancer. Well, he felt strong enough and well enough to be in church on yesterday. Him and his wife, both of them. Didn't get a chance to speak with them, but I certainly was giving God praise that they were in the midst and in the presence of God, in the house. God is at work. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Thank you for showing yourself strong by strengthening them, giving them the confidence to continue to go forward, even when it may seem dark, knowing that you're ahead of them and you're leading. And so they're constrained to follow, and they're following you. Father, continue to bless them. Continue to bless Aaron with strength and recovery. Continue to touch his body. Every cell in his body must come in alignment, perfect alignment with health and wellness, with life, which is your plan, in the name of Jesus. And we speak the same for Diane right now, that her mind and spirit would be in perfect peace, and her body consequently will obey and respond to perfect peace. In Jesus' name, bless them. May all their needs be met according to your riches by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our petition concerning these families, these individuals. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, if you have a prayer request, this is your last chance, if you will. Someone is having a cold, and I think we need to pray for your respiratory system, that you would experience healing in that area. We're going to pray. Now, believe God to touch you and to heal you right now. Father, we see the need, and we thank you, Lord. And you said all our needs are met. Our needs for wellness, for wholeness. Now, Father, you've given us the air to breathe. You've given us the systems which to process that. Now, Father, for those that are experiencing respiratory congestion right now, we speak healing. We speak cleansing. That every infection, everything is that's out of order will come to order. Every infection, every disease will leave now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I'm hearing in my spirit for you to anoint yourself. For you to anoint yourself. Speak healing over yourself. And do not claim what is going on. Don't claim that. Don't put my in front of it. It's gone in the name of Jesus. even now, in the name of Jesus. Well, thank God for that. I call that a word of wisdom. That's what that is. Yes, it's in season. And so now, walk in freedom and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Want to ask one last request that you pray for myself and my wife, Elizabeth. Remember, I ask this every time we bless our food, that we ask God to bless Aubrey Gregory and Elizabeth Gregory. And we're walking the front lines, and we would love to know that you're covering us with prayer. We love to know that. That is encouraging to us. And walking the front lines and walking point means that you're out there facing the enemy, the adversaries. That's what it means. Now, this weekend, we are going to be ministering in the city of Yonkers in New York State. We'll be there this coming Sunday, actually. And so we ask you to cover us with prayer, because we're there to bring the Word of God. And we're focused on that. And so we ask you to pray for us for safe traveling mercies to and from. And we're looking to allow God to use us to be a blessing there in that town, so to speak. So that's Yonkers on Sunday. We'll be ministering there. And pray for us. Okay. Well, it looks, I think someone was trying to say something. Okay. I thought I heard someone attempting to say something. Okay. Well, it's Monday, the first day of our work week. In the name of Jesus, the first day of our work week. And so I trust that we're still having the afterglow and the overflow from the Thanksgiving week and weekend that preceded us on last week. We thank God for all that He has done in blessing us with that. So I ask His blessing upon you today as you go forward. Let me bless you with a benediction. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing. Hallelujah. May God bless you on today. Encourage a friend to join us on our broadcast this week, beginning with tomorrow. May God bless you and keep you. Thank you for joining us. Go in His peace. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.